Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for our NFL picks for week number 12. Now, Riscona will do Evan's picks. So, Scone, take it away.
All right, Joe. So, Evan, on Evan's behalf, I'm sitting in doing the picks for him this week. You want everybody to know that he's 20-12-1 over the season. He lost with the Jets pick because I knew he thought he was going to blow out the Patriots last week. That didn't happen. He lost with the Jets. He lost with the Bears, at the Falcons, and he won with the Bengals. So, last week, he went 1-2. This week, he's going to go with the Browns, +3.5 at home against the Bucks. I could definitely see that happening. A lot of rain, a lot of wind. The Bucs offense has not been good all year. It's your typical Todd Bowles team, right? The defense is great. The defense is great, but the offense can't score. I don't care if Brady's there. They've been coming around the last 2 weeks, but looks like the Browns +3.5 is the move on that game. I agree with them on that one. We'll move over to Jacksonville. Baltimore laying 3.5 against Jacksonville. Evan's taking Baltimore laying 3.5. And get this, bro. I never see this, right? Get this, Jacksonville doesn't have one injury listed on the injury report this week. That never happens. But nevertheless, I don't think they have the talent to compete with the Ravens, even though the Ravens' receiving corps is banged up with DeMarcus Robinson and DuVernay kind of banged up. But I think you're going to get a steady dose of Lamar Jackson, Kenyon Drake, and, of course, Mark Andrews, who seems to be healthy. So Evan took the Baltimore Ravens laying 3.5, and finally, I don't know why you would pick this game, let alone watch this game. If you're up on Monday night watching this game, God bless you. But Monday Night Football, Pittsburgh +2.5 in Indianapolis. Evan took the Steelers +2.5 at the Colts. I don't know if I agree with this pick. Saturday's got those guys pretty much fired up ever since he took over for Frank Reich. But nevertheless, Evan's got the Steelers +2.5. So Evan's picks for week 12, it's the Browns +3.5 at home against Tampa, Baltimore in Jacksonville laying 3.5, and the Steelers +2.5 in Indianapolis. Joe, take it away.
All right, bro. Last week, I had my first losing week in a while. I had 6 straight winning weeks. I went 1-2 last week. I'm 21-11-1 on the year, so I'm still having a very good year. I lost with the Texans, and for some reason, I took the Texans against the Commanders last week and lost that game. They were getting 3. Went with the Cowboys in that 1.5. It looked too easy for Minnesota. I went the other way, and we know how that went, 40-3 for Dallas, so I went with that. And stupidly took the Cardinals in Mexico City getting 8 against the Niners and got whacked in that game. So 1-2 last week, 21-11-1 for the year. And here we go for week 12. I'm going right to the game that you just mentioned, Scone. I'm taking the Colts, laying the 2.5 on Monday night against Pittsburgh.
Wow, head-to-head.
I love what the Colts. Jeff Saturday, they're a different team. First of all, the first thing Saturday did was go right back to Matt Ryan, which was the way to go. You know, they have that win over the Raiders. The first game Saturday was there. And last week, they were leading the Eagles for basically, 57 minutes in that game. Gave the Eagles all they wanted, wound up losing 17-16.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts scores late. I think the Colts are playing. They're playing football right now for Saturday. And, Pittsburgh, this is not your father's Steelers, as we know. They've had a very, very rough year. They've had some nice wins at home, but I like the Colts here, and you're only laying 2.5. The game's in Indianapolis.
Will you stay up and watch it?
I'll try.
Okay.
I'll try.
All right.
I'll try. The game I got to stay up and watch this week is Thursday night because that's the Bills and the Patriots, so that's a big game if you're a Jet fan. But I like the Colts laying the 2.5 at home Monday night against Pittsburgh. That's game one. Call me crazy here. Game two, I understand Matthew Stafford's out. I understand the Rams are brutal. I understand the Chiefs are probably the best team in the NFL. But I'm getting 15.5. I'm taking the Rams in the 15.5. I mean, you look at the NFL this year. Any time that there has been a major double-digit favorite, that team hasn't covered. You had a case last week. The Ravens were 13.5-point favorites over Carolina, and they were life and death in that game. That game was 3-3 going into the fourth quarter. Eventually, the Ravens wound up winning the game by 10, 13, 3. This is a big number. I fully expect that the Chiefs are going to win the game. But if they win by 14, you win. I'm taking the Rams getting 15.5. I mean, only because it's such a big number. And the trend this year has been that these big favorites have not covered the spread. So give me the Rams plus 15.5 against the Chiefs in Kansas City. And lastly, I'm taking the Jets. I'm laying the 6. I really am. I think they're going to kill the Bears tomorrow. I think this team is rallying. It's going to rally behind Mike White. I think this was a major move. This could be a season-altering move by Robert Saleh sitting Zach Wilson here. I think that the team wanted this to happen. I think that's been an issue for a while with Zach. I really do. Listen to the comments from Garrett Wilson after the game. I think guys went to Saleh and said, look, you got to do something. We can't keep having this guy go out there. We're busting our rear end playing, you know, especially the defense, and this guy's stinking it up. So I fully expect the defense, the entire team, to rally around Mike White. I loved it. I love the Jets tomorrow. Remember, this game opened up at 4.5. Now it's 6. I'm taking the Jets laying the 6. Rare that I would do this, but I'm doing it against the Bears tomorrow. So the Beningo picks for Week 12. Give me the Colts laying the 2.5 at home Monday night against Pittsburgh. Give me the Rams getting a big number, 15.5 in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Give me the Jets laying 6 tomorrow against the Bears. The Joe Beningo, Evan, I almost called him Evan Wilson. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks Week 12 in the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.